AAA te ayuda a vivir la vida por menos. Ahorra en viajes, asistencia en carretera y seguros de casa y auto. Y disfruta de descuentos en tus compras, boletos, restaurantes y más. Miles de experiencias y formas de ahorrar. Únete hoy en aaa.com/join.
Following is a paid program by Carl Sterling. The content of the show is that of Carl Sterling and does not represent the views of this station or iHeartMedia. Some of the information contained in this program has not been approved by the FDA, nor is it intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any diseases. Information hereafter is for general information only, and before considering anything discussed, you should contact your doctor or primary care physician.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you smaller.
Your Health Matters with Carl Sterling on News Radio 570 WSYR. On 106.9 FM and live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
I take a couple of birds, I down a couple downers, but nothing compares to these blue and yellow purple pills.
Bring you the latest in health and wellness, so you can get to the other things that matter. Here's your host, Carl Sterling.
All right, and we're back. Wow, it's April 21st already. I can't believe it, folks. Where is the time going? I'm pretty sure that as I get older, time speeds up. Anyone else feel that way? Well, guess what? I'm so glad to be here. I come in here and I just am so excited every Sunday to come here and sit here in the studio, share with you some things that I hope you'll take and use maybe in your life to help you live a better, longer, healthier life. Of course, the name of the show is Your Health Matters. My producer today is Kelsey. Thank you. Kelsey and I were having fun talking about AI. We both use AI for things. And it's just so cool. You know, sometimes I use it to write notes, outlines. AI is so interesting. So today we're going to talk about cancer and cancer screenings. Why? Well, we got a lot of information to share about that, and my guest to help us understand more about cancer screenings, and things we can do to maybe prevent cancer is the man, the myth, and the legend, Dr. Joe Barry. He's going to join us in just a few minutes here. I got a few things to get out of the way, folks. You know, we started up the Book of the Week recently, so this week's Book of the Week is The Osteoporosis Breakthrough by Doug Lucas. Just go and Google it. The Osteoporosis Breakthrough. It focuses on, of course, osteoporosis, osteopenia, the causes, the risk factors. It takes, a holistic approach in, providing suggested remedies through nutrition, exercise, and lifestyle to equip the reader with practical advice to help enhance bone health. Yeah, bones can be healthy. They can be unhealthy. So you want to have healthy bones. You want to prevent fractures. And this is going to help you to learn how to prevent fractures, okay, thereby improving your quality of life. One more time, that's The Osteoporosis Breakthrough by Doug Lucas. Easy read, not too big of a book. Great book. Podcast of the week, Andrew Huberman. That's all I'm saying. I know Dr. Barry listens to Huberman. My son, Nick, you've heard him a couple weeks ago on the show, a few weeks ago. He listens to, you know what? Andrew Huberman podcast, Huberman. Just go there. It's one of the best podcasts out there, all right? So a couple of other things to get out of the way before we talk with Dr. Barry. You know I've talked about Play-On Relief Pain Spray. Well, I got to tell you something, folks. This stuff is really, really something else. There's no pharma, no chemicals, no drugs. It's 10% menthol, 10% camphor. There's arnica. It works fast. It works deep, and it lasts longer. Play-On Relief Pain Spray, right? It's not just any pain relief spray. This is a quick solution to those sudden joint muscle pains that sneak up on you. Right, so just spray it on. The fast-acting formula gets right to work, penetrating deep to reduce inflammation and soothe pain. It's perfect for when you're on the go and you need relief that keeps you up with your pace, if you will. All right, Where do you get it? Well, you can get it from me at my clinic. $25 a bottle. Come in and get it. It's going to last. I just finished the first bottle, and I had the stuff for 2 months. That's pretty good, huh? Or you can go to my website, carlsterling.com. Go to the sponsors page under the radio tab. And then, or just go to, I don't know their website. I'm so sorry. It's just go to carlsterling.com, radio show sponsor tab. Enter the coupon code Sterling, S-T-E-R-L-I-N-G, 15 to save 15%. All right, folks. This week, 5:30 to 7 p.m. on Thursday, the 25th, I'm having an open house at my neuromotor training clinic, okay? This is an exclusive open house event where you can experience, it's going to be an evening filled with fun and games and invaluable networking opportunities. If you're a professional in the medical fitness training or, human movement arena, don't miss this chance to explore what we have to offer, meet our team, that would be Elizabeth and me, and connect with like-minded individuals. So the date, again, April 25th. This Thursday, 5:30 to 7 p.m., I'm sure we'll be there a little later. Okay, go to carlsterling.com. That's Carl with a K. Highlights, and just you'll get the address and all that stuff on there. Okay, it's right on the front page when you land. When you land there, we're going to dive into fun and interactive games designed to showcase the principles of neuromotor training. We'll have some prizes. You get to participate for a chance to win exciting prizes like my books, some rock tape, and some other stuff, okay? Networking opportunities. Bring a guest or guests. There's no limit. Bring a busload of people. Bring a couple busloads. That would be great. And we'll even have refreshments, okay? So we hope to see you there. We're going to have fun. Moving on. Obesity and cancer. Oh, I was obese once. Not for a long time, but I was overweight for a long, long time. Do you know that obesity is linked to an increase in several types of cancer? And this relationship is mediated through multiple biological mechanisms. Here's a little breakdown, okay? We get increased inflammation, hormonal changes. The adipose tissue can produce adipokines, which are hormones that may stimulate or inhibit cell growth. Well, we don't want anything messing with our cells and cell growth, right? So fat-cell interaction can change. An imbalance in these hormones, as possible, might promote the growth of cancer cells. The effect of immune surveillance, obesity may impair the function of the immune system, reducing the body's ability to detect and kill cancer cells. Oh, this is not good. Okay, so research continues to explore these links in great depth and gain an understanding of how these mechanisms can further lead to, let's say, preventative measures and treatments for obesity-related cancers. Well, one way to avoid an obesity-related cancer is to avoid obesity itself. I'm going to tell you something here, too. I've been obese. I'm not here to shame anyone. I've talked about this every week almost. It's not illegal to be overweight. It's not illegal to be obese. It's not illegal to smoke a cigarette, eat too many donuts, eat too many orders of McDonald's French fries, drink too many beers or too many drinks, or eat all the candy in the world. It's not illegal to eat all the cookies. But you know, one of these things isn't going to kill you. One cigarette won't kill you. A cigarette every hour, every half hour, a pack of cigarettes a day, long term, that's going to kill you. So are the French fries. So are the other things, okay? But it's not illegal. But I want you to think about, even though it's not illegal to do these things, well, what's it morally like on the other side? We're not even going to get Dr. Barry on until after the break. Sorry, Doc, but hang in with me because you're coming right up after this break. We're going to leave in 28 seconds for a break. Okay, because we're going to be talking with Dr. Joe Barry about cancer and cancer screenings. We have so many things to cover in this area. It'll involve talking about obesity. It'll involve talking about the brain and things we can do to help ourselves, let's say, live a longer, healthier, better quality of life. When we come back, We had Dr. Joe Berry. Thanks for listening. See you in a couple of minutes, folks. Okay, gang, we're back. Boy, I went off there. I actually was on script most of it, but I went off a little at the end. Hey, that happens sometimes, especially when I get excited. Let's just, before we get the doctor on in like 1 minute or less, realize that I'm here to educate, okay? And I'm not smart enough to make anything up, anything I've ever spoken to you about or anything I will ever speak about in the future. I'm a guy who learns. I'm a geek. I'm a nerd. I've traveled all over the world. I've learned from the best, collaborated with the best, and I just regurgitate. All right, so education is the cornerstone to change. And the reason I'm talking about all the things I do is so that we can share and impart some information that will hopefully be something you grasp if it applies to you, and then take it and run with it and do things, okay? Now, we have an expert with us today, a dear friend of mine, one of my favorite human beings on the planet, and I want to introduce him right now. Y'all know him. Y'all love him. It's the man, the myth, and the legend, Dr. Joe Berry. Thanks for joining me, Doc. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Carl. Forgive the background noises. I'm at the airport getting ready to come back to sunny Syracuse. I'm in Phoenix. But I think you're doing a great job with the radio show. And in terms of talking about the issues with obesity and adiponectin, don't forget about insulin, because insulin causes inflammation.
Oh, yeah.
And the more insulin your body produces or overproduces, the heavier you're going to get. That's why I feel so strongly about advocating intermittent fasting and low carbohydrates as the only really appropriate way to try and lose fat. No one wants to lose weight. Everyone wants to lose fat.
Yeah.
You can't lose fat unless your insulin's low. But this isn't a show about fat. It's a show about cancer.
Well,
and cancer's still, thank God, cancer's ahead of doctors in terms of leading cause of death. It's number one, we think it's heart disease. Number two is cancer. And, you know, no one wants to find cancer late. You want to find cancer early, so you got to utilize certain screening techniques. And for most people, it's mammograms, colonoscopies, a chest x-ray if you're a smoker, a PSA if you've got a prostate, checking the urine. And that's, you know, that's a lot. Most people don't get all of that done. But you can go next generation now. You can go second level. You can have blood work done by the company Greylease. They do the Grail. You can do this company in Greece called RGCC.
Ah.
And there's also Foundation One. We're on the cutting edge now of looking at your blood and trying to tell and predict whether you have cancer or not. Or, in fact, finding circulating cancer cells before they become clinically apparent. So we're really getting someplace. But we can't forget the basics. Your risk of cancer is dependent on your lifestyle. And the better you treat yourself, the lower your risk. You can't protect yourself completely, but you certainly can cut your risks.
Absolutely, Doc. So a couple of things. I'm going to go right with my stream of consciousness here. Okay, number one, why is it? Why do you think it is? And I know it's going to vary per person, but is there generally a reason, would you say, that even though people hear this stuff about lifestyle, what to eat, what not to eat, like what to avoid, what to do, what to not do, and yet they don't do it? Why?
Well, that's a question I was going to ask Terry Walls. You know, I mean, she had MS and got out of a wheelchair and now can talk to people and lecture about the power of lifestyle. And yet, unless you're on that Titanic and it's sinking, it's, well, this cigarette won't hurt me. This Oreo isn't going to kill me. And I don't myself understand, and I don't think doctors are well trained in trying to motivate people to max, especially are trained to believe you're going to get old and sick. You're going to need 4 pills by the time you're 60. But that's left us as one of the least healthy countries in the world. We've got to get back to, doctors have to get back to recommending to people that they really focus more on their diet, their exercise, their sleep, and their stress, and not rely on these medicines. The medicines don't have a significant effect on the outcome. You've got to work, focus on the basic stuff. And, Carl, I think you're better suited than I am to try and motivate people.
Well, it's what I try to do. I mean, every person's different. When they come to me, it really helps if I can dig into a little bit, knowing who they are. Why, obviously, why they're there to see me, what drove them to me, what's their history, their health history, A lot of other factors that are involved in, like, are they a move towards a goal or stay away from something kind of person? Because some people are really pulled towards, let's say, a health goal. And then you got people like me. And I'm going to tell you, I'm being honest with you, Doc. I'm more afraid of getting sick somehow than I am pulled towards CrossFit. But I do CrossFit because I really love it, but it's something I love. So if you don't find an exercise you'll do, well, you might not do anything. Or if you do something you hate, you won't do it as much or as well or as intense or, you know, whatever it is that you're supposed to do. So I'm trying to stay away from illness more than I'm trying to get healthy. And psychologically, I don't know what that means about me. Maybe I'm messed up, but it works for me. But we need to find what drives somebody. And I know I don't want to be a burden someday. That's a big thing. I don't want to be a burden. So I would implore people to think about this. This is a thought I had. I wrote down right here. The Oreo won't kill you. You're right about that. An Oreo every day, though, for the rest of your life or every hour or whatever. Yeah, all these kind of things are going to add up over time because one cigarette, you smoke a cigarette right now, Doc, you know, you're not going to die. Yeah, smoke every day, every hour, you're going to die. I mean, things are going to happen that make your life worse. And I look at, well, it's not illegal to do any of these things that are bad for us. You know, we look at a lot of people tiptoe through life, hoping to make it safely to death. Well, that's a loaded one right there. With rare exception, you can do anything and accomplish anything you wish. If I could lose 70 pounds, well, it's pretty likely if somebody else who needs to can probably do it. And I can help direct you there. And you can help people too, Doc. But do you think taking care of yourself and staying healthy, is that self-centered? Well, do you think being a burden to somebody might be self-centered 20 years from now, for example? So we have to decide, and decisions are powerful. I made decisions about, 9 days ago. 10 days ago, I made a bunch of decisions, and my life's been a lot better since then, and it had nothing to do with my health. It had to do with people I was dealing with who I don't want to deal with anymore. And done. That's it. Whoa, that was so liberating. Anyways, Doc, could you tell us, before I take up too much and hog all this time here, and your time is valuable, so let's have you talk. What is this thing, this connection between obesity and higher rates of mortality? You know, I'd really like to stick in the cancer realm of things because we know heart problems, all kinds of other problems can happen too, but obesity and cancer, and what's the connection there?
Well, we think it's multi-hormonal. Certainly, obesity is, a sign of inflammation, a sign that you're, if you get a certain elevation of the fat cells, they start creating their own chemicals. As you pointed out, adiponectin, and there's 6 or 7 other chemicals we found in the hormones in fat, as well as in muscle, that control our metabolism. And the more inflammation you have, the more time your body spends trying to repair itself, the more it can't keep up. And if you can keep the inflammation down, if you can give your body time to work on, you know, what the popular term cellular apoptosis, planned cellular cleanup and housekeeping, the way I describe it is like the fire barn, the station. If there's a lot of fires, the guys can't keep the hoses all cleaned up and they can't sweep out the place. But if there's no fires, if you're not living an inflamed life, then your body has a chance to clean itself up and catch those precancerous cells and kill them before they turn into a cancer. I was told years ago that everyone over the age of 50 has circulating cancer cells, but new technology shows that's not the case. But if you can keep your immune system and banked down and calmed down because you're not inflamed, then it can focus on doing the apoptosis and searching for the cancer cells or the precancer cells, the damaged cells, the senescent cells, the old cells, and clear them out before they can cause trouble. So it's a lifelong process. And since you turn over cells so quickly in the body, the eye turns them over very quickly, the bones slower. But since you turn over the cells, the mistakes you made in the past, my hostess ho-ho, Kentucky yeah. fried eating, cheese it, loving self, I think I've transformed myself slowly over time. And I'm hoping that the sins I committed in my 20s and 30s, I can recover from in the 50s and 60s. But like you said,
Doc.
Change is hard. And I say it's either inspiration or desperation that gets people moving.
I hear you, Doc. Hey, we got to, I'm sorry to interrupt, Doc. We got to head out for a break. Okay.
All right.
This is Your Health Matters, News Radio 570 WSYR. We'll be back in a few minutes. Okay, folks, so this is News Radio 570 WSYR. My name's Carl Sterling. You're listening to Your Health Matters. Our guest today is my dear friend, Dr. Joe Berry, and we're going to bring him back in about 30 seconds. Just going to mention something here real quick. Random thought. Okay, over 2 million cancer cases will be diagnosed this year for the first time, all right? First time, 2 million. That's roughly 5,500 new cancer diagnoses each day. And there will be, sadly, approximately 611,000 deaths from cancer in the United States alone during 2024. 2024. Which means 1,600 deaths each day. This is mind-boggling, horribly sad. Do you know if you're overweight, statistically, your brain has 4% less volume and it looks 8 years older than it should? If you are obese, your brain has 8% less volume and it looks 16 years older than it should look. That ain't good, right? Because heavier equals less blood flow to the brain. This is exponential. Okay, so let's get back with Dr. Berry here. Doctor, thank you again for joining me. Can you please tell me, I want to know about this special thing you're doing. It's out of Greece, because I know it's some really advanced. You're the only guy doing it in the area, which figures one of the reasons I love you, brother. What's this thing out of Greece you're doing that screens for cancer?
Well, Carl, like everything else that I find from many of the mentors I follow, it was a patient that brought me this information. Mm-hmm. I had a cancer patient, and she said, my cancer coach suggests I have this test done. And I said, what test are you talking about? I need another test. I need a hole in the head. But the company was called RGCC. It's from Greece. And they purport to take your blood and do what they call flow cytometry and look for cancer cells. Now, the American company is called the Grail. I mean, it is the holy grail to find cancer early, because the earlier you find it, the more you can work on it. And the American company, which is FDA approved, they look for markers, tumor markers. I like the Greek company because they don't look for markers. Do you have cancer cells? Yes or no. They'll tell you that. They'll also tell you which of the four types of cancer it is: sarcoma, carcinoma, lymphoma, or leukemia. And they'll also tell you how many cancer cells are circulating. Because if there's 20 cancer cells per aliquot versus one cancer cell, that's a very different thing. And then you can take that knowledge and go looking for the cancer or be reassured that you don't have cancer. There's no 100% test. Colonoscopy is on 100%. Mammogram is on 100%. But this test has a sensitivity and specificity of greater than 85%. So it's as good as any other test we have, including tests like the Cologuard instead of the colonoscopy. All these screening tests are the best we have, but they're still of limited value. But this RGCC test seems to be able to tell you, yes, there's cancer, or no, there's cancer. And so far with my subset of patients, it's been very interesting to see the results. Also, if you've had cancer before and you wonder, are there still possible cancer cells circulating, this is an excellent test to do that. Now, this test isn't covered by insurance. Right now, it's about $760. The American test is $1,000 or more. So these are not cheap tests, and they're not covered by insurance, but they're going to be eventually. But can we afford to wait? Because cancer, happy to have you wait. I look at cancer as the enemy, and I don't want them to get a toehold. And even if they have a toehold, it's not hopeless. It's not, well, I'll just do the chemo and the radiation and see what happens. No, you can take action. You can find out what things your cancer it suppresses your cancer. The company in Greece will do that as well. You can work on your diet. If your cancer became inflammatory, if your diet is inflammatory and promoted the cancer, maybe going on an anti-inflammatory diet will de-promote the cancer. So I don't want people to be helpless when it comes to a cancer diagnosis. I want them to be hopeful and proactive, and the proactive part is doing this test. There's going to be more tests coming on the market all the time because the science of looking at individual cells and seeing if they're normal or abnormal is getting easier and easier. I don't know about AI helping us, but we are making progress in cancer surveillance and cancer treatment. It's just we have to go after the underlying facts that cancer is more common. We have more plastics. We have more toxins in our life, and we got to try and get back to a less toxic existence.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, my son, who you know as well, one of his jobs. I mean, is developing. Well, it was developing. He's involved in this somehow, developing AI medical equipment for diagnosis. And one of the things that he came up with, and I've got to get him on the show here in a few weeks to have him talk about this, is something that actually is an AI tool to detect cancer. So, you know, AI is coming in and it's helping in a lot of ways. But AI aside, you've got tests that you can do. You have education you have been offering for years to people, not only as a practitioner, but as a radio show host here. I have things that I can share with people. So, hey, whoa, I just realized we're in the same building. Doc, people can come upstairs and see you and then come down and see me. And we can help them because, you know, that's what you're in this for. That's what I'm in this for. And what other tests are happening? Like, what's another test you do for cancer screenings, Doc?
Well, there's three or four that are just coming on the market now in terms of looking for cancer markers. I don't like to look for markers as much as I like to look for cancer cells. So that's really the most up-to-date test we have, which is this company from Greece, RGCC. And it's not like your doctor can't, your own individual doctor can't order the test. All he's got to do is call up the company, find out what it's about, take the classes so they can understand what they're looking at, and they can do it. It's not rocket science. It doesn't have to be the purview of the cancer specialist. This is something that every doctor in primary care, if you're talking about colonoscopies, if you're talking about mammograms and pap smears and urinalyses and chest x-rays, this is one more tool in the toolkit. It's not the only tool, and there's going to be so much more. Better scans, using total body MRIs. The book Life Force from Tony Robbins recommends total body MRI and doing a blood test for cancer. I don't think Tony knew about the Greek place, the RGCC place, because he was recommending the Grail, which is a marker test. It's not a bad test, but I like to look for cancer cells. Don't give me clues. Tell me if there's cancer, yes or no.
Yeah, I hear you. By the way, folks, Life Force by Tony Robbins and Dr. Diamandis, I forget his first name, but really, really good book about longevity in so many ways, not just health. I mean, we're talking mental health, physical health. We're talking about all kinds of things. It's an amazing book. It's one of my favorites. Maybe it should be the book of the week next week. We'll see. You know, as far as paying for the tests and things like that, I realize it could be a stretch for some people. Maybe it's not even possible to come up with $700-$800 for a test. But, you know, Doc, I learned this from you, this phrase that your health insurance is tied to your illness and not to your health, not to your wellness. So help me here, Doc. What do you recommend to people as far as this investing, cash out of pocket? And, you know, that can save their life, but for some people they may not really understand the how important and relevant that is. How do you deal with that?
Well, I think it's circumstantial. So if you're 95 years old, would I recommend you do a cancer test? You know, look for hidden cancer? I probably wouldn't. Mm-hmm. But if you're 45 or 50 and you have a strong family history of colon cancer, melanoma, et cetera, ovarian cancer, pancreatic cancer, cancers that are not easily picked up by screen, then you should avail yourself of this. How often? Well, we don't really have those metrics yet. But I have people doing this test every couple of years looking to make sure that the markers stay negative or that the tumor cells stay negative. And people that have had the tumor cells, turns out that it's positive, they can have additional testing done to find out what natural substances might also keep this tumor at bay. Well, I have people, I'm only going to do that. I want to do the chemotherapy. Well, the chemo's been around for 50 years. These natural substances have been around for 3,000 years. And things like frankincense and mistletoe and pawpaw and sea cucumber, things I had no idea what the heck these things were. But by doing the research, you realize, oh, my goodness, these things actually work in specific spots and specific pathways to retard cancer. And you can come up with a program using RGCC or another company like it to use these natural substances to complement what you're doing. I'm not saying throw the chemotherapy baby out with the bathwater. I'm saying you can do this in addition. I don't think your doctor's going to complain if you add lemon to your diet, because lemon's been shown to cut down. It's the strongest of the fruits to fight cancer. I don't think the hematologist, oncologist worries about that. So I tell people, don't give up the regular chemo stuff, but don't be afraid to explore the alternative stuff. And if we do it carefully and we do it with your regular doctors, no feathers have to be ruffled.
I love that, Doc. Yeah. Great advice as always. I mean, you're the one doing the homework. You have really, really enlightened me and so many, you know, thousands of others who know you or your patients, listen to you on the radio. So really appreciate so much all this. Can you hang with me for, we're going to go to a break in a few seconds, Doc. Can you hang around for the last quarter?
Of course I can, Joe.
All right, great. So, folks, you are listening to Your Health Matters right here on News Radio 570 WSYR. My website is carlsterling.com. That's Carl with a K, carlsterling.com. 315-935-7488. Text, call anytime. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Thank you. Good to go? All right. I knew we were good to go. I just wanted to say that. Thanks, Kelsey. Kelsey, you're great. You really helped me a lot here. We have good conversations during breaks, too. It's really fun. Well, you know, I'm going to go off script a little bit, except for one thing I wrote down here. I get on this rant occasionally about things. One of my rants has to do with people who, you know, they come to me in one way or another. They're going to get started doing something, and then they never do. Or they come in and they pay money, and then we never see them again. I just haven't figured that one out yet, because we're all busy. I'm busy. But, you know, I guess it's priorities. I guess it's no judgment. Again, I'm not here to judge. You know, I have to ask sometimes if people, maybe if they're depressed. I had a long conversation with a person, a lady recently, who talking about suicide. I'm going to tell you something. It was really, really difficult. Now, I'm not worried about this person at all at this point at all. But to think that there was a time where she was very, very much thinking about doing that, taking her own life, that's just heartbreaking, you know? So there's so many factors as these complicated beings we are, these human beings. My gosh, we have emotions like a limbic system and a brain and nervous systems, and we have a brain and we can think things, and we can think things and believe things that aren't even true. You know, like things that people tell us might not be true. We want to believe certain things, but oh my gosh, is everything true? Is everything not? Do we wonder if anything is true? Like, this is what Carl says true? Is what Dr. Barry says true? Well, you know, you have to figure it out, I guess. You have to do your homework, see whoever you're listening to, where they're coming from, go try to find out. But I can tell you one thing. I'm here to share all the truths I possibly can to help you. We have a lot of people who are depressed, you know. We have people who just don't have a lot of get up and go. Maybe they're feeling lazy. You know, I get lazy a lot. I really do. I'm not going to lie to you about it, you know. There are people who hate their life. I feel so bad for them. But, you know, they don't like who they're hanging out with. They're not feeling worthy. Feeling unworthy is a horrible thing. I've been there. I spent decades feeling unworthy of anything that would do good for me. I'm sure that was improper grammar, but anything that would do good for me, I didn't feel worthy of it. And maybe it came from some hurt in life. You know, why or what or who is your hurt? The beauty of it is we are human beings. We have a brain and we have the power of free will. We can think whatever we want. And in a lot of cases, we can do whatever we want. I've traveled all over the world, and I was telling somebody yesterday, can't remember who, maybe it was Friday, yeah, because I wasn't working yesterday. I was telling them, I'm so glad when I come back to this country, you know, as messed up as some things are here, and, you know, you could talk about politics and all kinds of other stuff. There's some crazy stuff going on, folks. But I'm going to tell you something, it's a lot crazier in other places. It's a lot crazier when you have martial law. It's a lot crazier when you see armed guards at every street corner. It's a lot crazier when there's vandalism everywhere and there's people robbing you and mugging you everywhere. Well, it never happened to me, but I get to come here. I get to live here and do whatever I want. I wake up in the morning, I can go to work, and I do, or I can stay home. You know, I'm going to pay a price for not doing it, but I have free will, and so do you. Your free will can maybe take you out the door to go for a walk. That walk might help you with the depression. It might help you not feel so lazy. It might help you enjoy your life more. Maybe you don't like who you're hanging out with. Get a new friend. I don't know. Come see us. We'll welcome you with open arms. Come and join us for $30 a month as a member at my gym. I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to be glad you did, because it's a cool place to hang out. People have fun. All right? And they get workouts. So we have the coolest stuff out there. Nobody has what we have. We have the coolest stuff. I'm not bragging. I'm telling you the truth. Worked hard for it. Now we have it. Now you get to use it. If you're feeling unworthy, well, come in. Do stuff. We're going to talk about this the next 2 weeks, too. But we also have Dr. Joe Barry with us, and we have 4 more minutes not even left in the show. So, Doctor, I can't thank you enough for joining me. I really appreciate it so much. You are a dear friend. You're the most generous human I know with in every aspect. You're just an amazing person. Do you have any particular, let's say, takeaway message for people as we go out in a couple of minutes?
Well, Carl, I agree with what you've been saying. I think we're all of us wounded, either physically or psychically. Wouldn't say we're wounded warriors, but I think we're all wounded. And people don't feel loved. They have all these connections, these superficial connections to TikTok and Snapchat, but we don't call our friends anymore. We don't reach out and really have real communication. And I think that anything that can build community is a good idea. And you're building a community downstairs. You know, the people that come up and see me afterwards, there's a community there. And we desperately need a sense of community. Robert Lustig discusses this in his great book, The Hacking and Video, Hacking of the American Mind, how we need to cook together again, how we need to be able to communicate, how we should have family meals. And that seems to be less and less. And it's not impossible, but it starts at the kitchen table. It starts at, you know, in these informal groupings that you're getting together. People need to communicate, and if we can just keep the lines of communication open, people don't have to be so depressed. We need to have more love in our lives, and if you can't find it in people, get yourself a pet. But find some way to express love and feel love. I think that fixes a lot of our problems.
I got to tell you, Doc, nobody could have said it better or more beautifully than you just did, because a lot of us, and, you know, I'm 63 this year, so I mean, I remember what it was like not to have an answering machine, a fax machine, cable TV, no cable, you know. But everyone now, we all have grown up with smartphones if we're 30 years old or less or 20 years old. There's no judgment there. It's just that, you know, back then, you, Doc, me, we had to have connections, human connections, and it wasn't superficial, not the same way. So, Doc, I just want to thank you so much again for joining me. Safe travels on your way back. I'll see you around this week. Let's do lunch. Let's talk. And thank you for your kind words. Because, yeah, we have a community downstairs, folks, where I am in Dr. Barry's building. We have a community. We have people come in. Some of them have lost children. They've lost children. We have at least a dozen people who come in to see us and work with us, be part of our community, whose children have passed away, whose loved ones have passed away, a spouse has passed away, but they're still coming in. There's a community. That's what it's about. Love is huge. I'm here to help you. Doc, hey, thanks, man. Thank you.
My pleasure, as always, Carl. You're a positive force in the universe.
So are you, my friend. All right, well, I'm going to sign off in a minute here. Doc, safe travels. I'll see you around this week. Friends, remember, we have an open house. 5:30 to 7 p.m. this Thursday at my clinic. Go to carlsterling.com. That's Carl with a K. carlsterling.com. You can RSVP there or just show up. You don't have to RSVP. Just show up. All right? Don't forget to call me. Text me, 315-935-7488. 315-935-7488. We'll be back next week. Have a great day.
The proceeding was a paid program by Carl Sterling. The content of this show is that of Carl Sterling and does not represent the views of the station or iHeartMedia. Some of the information contained in this program has not been approved by the FDA, nor is it intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any diseases. Information has been for general information only, and before considering anything discussed, you should contact your doctor or primary care physician.
AAA te ayuda a vivir la vida por menos. Ahorra en viajes, asistencia en carretera y seguros de casa y auto. Y disfruta de descuentos en tus compras, boletos, restaurantes y más. Miles de experiencias y formas de ahorrar. Únete hoy en aaa.com/join.